This is a paid message from GoFundMe. Meet Juan Naula. When his son was hospitalized for a viral infection, Juan started a GoFundMe to pay for medical expenses.
It was $5,000 to pay the bill for my son, and I needed only 22 hours. It was amazing. People really trust on GoFundMe.
How did Juan raise $5,000 in less than a day? He posted a short video on GoFundMe, telling his story in 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Be specific, be quick, and tell what are you going to be using the funds for. I was nervous to do it because it doesn't feel okay to ask money, but you shouldn't be nervous. Sometimes you just have to do it and see the results. We were able to save my son's life. Thanks to GoFundMe that we still have my son with us.
Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This message reflects one person's experience.
Breakfast Briefing with Gallagher. Providing business insurance, financial planning solutions, and personal insurance nationwide.
A good day to buy the paper if you're in Mayo. Quite a pleasant experience walking into the shop, I imagine, this morning, if anyone's awake, because Mayo are all over the front pages. As you would imagine, the Irish Daily Star has an 8-page pullout. They have pages 2 and 3 and a sports section all about Mayo. But the front page, to win just once, that is the headline. Also, the front of the Irish Independent, Mayo's moment of magic. And then the Irish Daily Mirror sums it all up really in one word, which is finally. And such emotional scenes in Croke Park yesterday. Even the neutrals watching, including myself watching at home, and the TV were welling up. Just incredible. And a lot of emotion there. Also seeing a lot of Mayo jerseys around Dublin at 4 and 5 a.m. this morning. Not, I presume they haven't been to bed yet. Don't know if they have a hotel or they're just waiting to get the train or if they're still celebrating. But lots of Mayo jerseys going around the city centre. And speaking of the emotion, just to give you one example, writing in the Irish Independent, we have Ivan Murray, who says, "I will relive the memories of this day for the rest of my life. I walked into Croke Park, one person, and I walked out somebody else entirely." And she was writing a few hours since the win and says, "I'm still struggling to believe it's real. My beloved Mayo are All-Ireland champions. Even writing those words feels surreal. Is this a dream? Is someone going to take this away? I have imagined this moment for decades through so many summers of hope and heartbreak. Now that it has finally arrived, it hardly seems real. I have not stopped crying. People often say sport is only a game. Anyone from Mayo knows it's much more than that. It's part of who we are." And then she says, "This surpasses my wedding day. It surpasses the births of my children. I love my family more than anything, but this is the fulfillment of a dream I have carried for as long as I can remember. Now, I have always hoped that someday I would know what it felt like to see Mayo lift Sam Maguire. Now I know." Lovely writing there from Ivan Murray in the Irish Independent. The Irish Times, Malachy Clerken writing from Croke Park, "It was more than a win. It was the ending needed by Mayo's lost generations. Sam for Mayo, take all your curses and your well-worn verses and scatter them to the winds blowing off the reek. Time to retire all your old jokes. Mayo are the All-Ireland football champions. Life may never be the same again." Elsewhere on the front of the Irish Times, we're talking Metrolink. So we either talk Children's Hospital or Metrolink when we talk money in Ireland now. Metrolink is going to cost 19 billion euro, according to several coalition figures. Now, we were told 4 years ago it was going to cost 9 billion, and now it's going to cost 19 billion. And that probably won't be the end of it either, if we have coalition figures and TDs already briefing the papers that it's going to cost 19 billion. I'm sure it'll go up and up and up, as often happens with projects in Ireland. Irish Examiner on the front page says that Gardaí have identified teenagers who've become involved with a notorious online network who are obsessed with violence and engaged in radicalising minors into acts of extremism and terrorism. Gardaí have referred children and adolescents they have identified as being involved with this group to TUSLA. So it sounds like quite a dangerous group there, involved in radicalising young people online. And there are children and teenagers in Ireland who are in this online group. and the group is quite violent in some of the language. It's called The Community. Certainly nothing about it is like a community. Also on the front of the Irish Examiner, the court service could be using AI. They're considering implementing an AI translation service, which would obviously save you money and it might speed up hearings as well. The AI alternative that we're looking at using is at proof of concept stage and testing is underway. It would certainly be cheaper than the 4 million that we spend on translation and interpretation services every year. And then the front of the Irish Daily Mail is all about Dee Forbes. They say it's now time to face the music, Ms. Forbes. The Dee Forbes saga has returned to haunt RTE after photos published at the weekend showed the former Director General shopping and out socialising, and now two Dáil committees want to cross-examine Dee Forbes as soon as possible after the photos were revealed in the Irish Mail on Sunday. So the pictures, in case you didn't see them, show Dee Forbes socialising with friends at a gastro pub in West Cork, and now a whole range of TDs are out speaking to the media demanding that she face the music and appear before an Oireachtas committee. Obviously, of course, unfortunately, Dee Forbes has not been able to appear before a committee because she was unfit to be involved in any process. But she did say that as soon as she was able to, she would, of course, fully engage with these committees. So now, I suppose TDs are wondering, if you're out shopping, the pictures of her with a pint of milk and some bread, that maybe, fingers crossed, she might be able to appear before those committees. Inside the papers then, we don't have enough judges in Ireland, apparently. I actually notice this every day driving past Naas Courthouse. It's packed outside every single day. Used to be about one day a week, now it's every day. Seems like there are an awful lot of court cases, maybe not enough judges. And the Examiner says Ireland has the lowest number of judges in the EU. We have one judge for every, we've 3.6 judges for every 100,000 people, and that's the lowest. And also, I didn't realise, around Europe there are a rake of female judges, but not the case here in Ireland. Ireland is the only one of the EU 27 countries where male judges outnumber female judges. So that's, and you look here, Croatia has the highest number. They have 43 judges per 100,000, and we just have 3. Elsewhere, there's a lot about drinking and alcohol in the papers today. So we have a report from Drinks Industry Group Ireland. It's in the Star. Ireland is breaking its stereotype as we now sit below the EU average for alcohol consumption. Young people are turning to running clubs over nightclubs as Irish people are drinking 36% less alcohol now compared to 25 years ago. So it seems like far more into fitness and drinking tea and things like that than drinking alcohol. But then I see in the Times of London, they're talking about young people there who don't go for a stiff drink before some big moment in their life. They turn on the kettle instead. Almost half of Gen Z say they reach for a cup of tea, not the booze, to steady their nerves before a big moment. So that whole thing about Dutch courage seems to be gone. And yet we are told in The Sun that racegoers are going to drink over 170,000 pints as thousands of them go to the Galway races this week. And the bookies are offering odds of 2-1 for a record number of Guinness pints being drank at the festival. So we're not drinking and then we're drinking a lot. Who knows what the actual truth is. Final story comes from the Irish Daily Mail. And ladies, you have been warned about the Zara Death Pants, which is brand new on me, this one. But there are a flowing pair of summer trousers that have been called Zara Death Pants. And this is because there have been multiple accidents caused by the trousers because they're ultra wide, ultra light, and they're becoming tangled in everything. They're getting tangled in shoes and people are tripping up. They're being tangled on escalators as well. So you're in the shopping centre, get on the escalator, and there's pictures here of women falling on escalators and in crutches and things. They're made from 100% polyester. They're €30 and they're an instant hit. Trini Woodall bought all six of them, as in there's a pair in all six colours. She has all six colours of them. But a growing number of shoppers have flagged the unlikely health hazard, posting pictures of themselves online with bruises, cuts and even broken bones. So buyer beware. Zara has been contacted there by the Mail, but we're not seeing any reply just yet.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.